Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz drop one to the Portland Trailblazers tonight, 109-104. What did the Blazers show? Who was the best big man on the floor tonight? And what does this loss mean for the Utah Jazz, plus Ricky Rubio's return? We'll talk about all those items coming up on the Postcast here on Locked on Jazz. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Stop by, get the local feel of a community grocery store with all the great local products in the Utah section. Fabulous meats in the back. 6200 South, 20th East. We're on the Portland Trailblazers. Came out in the third quarter having lost two games to the Jazz already this year and blasted the Jazz. Behind Yusuf Nurkic, he was the best player on the floor tonight. In that third quarter alone, I believe he had 15 points, about 7 rebounds, 2 or 3 assists, 2 or 3, 4 blocks. He was completely dominant in this game.
Yeah, 17 points, I think, in that third period. What's really been the big difference in the ball game, the way they played the third quarter, the way the adjustments that they made, slipping screens, getting opportunities at the basket. And then, you know, you can't do a lot with Damian Lillard. You're not going to hold him down, you know, for most of the ball game. So they just got the best of the Jazz tonight, and they got it, you know, from their big man, something that doesn't happen that often.
All right, so let's go through those adjustments, because the game started. Lillard didn't get a shot for the first 6 minutes. Royce O'Neal was defending him beautifully. Gobert was really active. They only took 5 threes in the first half of the game. What did Portland do to adjust?
Well, I think even before that first quarter, the first part of the ballgame, the way they started off, you just mentioned Damian Lillard, maybe wasn't even looking to shoot from that standpoint, because they were trying to run those little curls and get all the way to the basket with Nurkic making the passes. Harkless, Amino, both got layups out of that. You remember, I think the first 6 or 8 points came from their front line, not from the guard line. So, and then the second half, especially in that third quarter, they start doing the same thing, but then they started slipping the screens, like they're going to set a screen and slip it, and getting all the way to the basket. And that was just something that was that caught the Jazz by surprise, and they didn't have an answer for it right away.
The third quarter, Portland scores 39 points. They hit 15 of 22, and there they slice up the Jazz defense. For the rest of the night, the Jazz defense actually wasn't terrible. In the first half, they had a defensive rating of a 94, which is terrific, and by the end of the night, it was around a 111, and Portland's been much better than that. The Jazz offense was not able to get it going. They scored 28 points, and frankly, the offense put them in a bunch of transition situations in the second half that they had not been in. The Jazz are usually very good at keeping people out of transition. Portland got a bunch of runouts. What was happening offensively for the Jazz against the dropping Nurkic, who was a defensive force as well?
Well, they get to the point where they were trying to take it too far. And then another thing that Portland did, that when the Jazz were getting into the paint, they took away that kicks pass to the corner, so the Jazz didn't get any corner threes, or hardly any corner threes there as well. So they were packing it in. Nurkic, like we said, is not a great shot blocker. He can block shots. I think he was averaging just over 1 a game, 1.2, 1.3, somewhere in there. But just the idea of him being there with his size, and then with the packing it in and taking away that little skip pass or the corner three pass, really gave the Jazz some problems. So therefore, the Jazz are shooting some very low percentage shots at the rim in traffic.
Terry Stotts has great admiration for what a good player Joe Ingles does. Joe Ingles' box score tonight leads me to believe that there was a conscious effort to take him out of the game. What did you see there?
Well, it's just the fact that they did not give him those open looks, and that could have been some of the Jazz's problem there, because the Jazz did not run their normal dribble handoffs and breaking the paint so where they can get that draw and kick, and then with the ball movement around the perimeter where they can get those open looks. That's where Joe benefits the most. So if the Jazz are not doing that, then Joe doesn't get that many shots. So maybe it wasn't necessarily so much what Terry Stotts did, it's what the Jazz did not do.
You made the comment throughout the broadcast that you thought they missed Ricky Rubio tonight. Rubio played again for the first time, 12 minutes tonight for Rubio. He actually finished with 13 and a half minutes. He had 12 points, 2 assists. He did have 4 turnovers tonight. But what do you think Why did you say that you thought they missed Rubio tonight?
Well, you're looking at a true point guard, if you want to call him that, and the point guard skills that come with that. And Rubio might be looking more to set his man up to get shots on the offensive end of the floor. And then Rubio's done a pretty good job on Damian Lillard throughout his career, as you've pointed out many, many times. So I think without having another point guard, another true point guard, and even, you know, with Donovan starting at that position, and with Rubio only been limited to 12 minutes, really hurt the Jazz.
You know, the one thing that jumped out to me as well tonight, just little things. When you're playing Cleveland and you're playing New York and you're playing Orlando, you don't have to do little things. End of the third quarter, Jazz got an offensive rebound. Shot clock was off. Jay Crowder forced up a really contested three-point shot with 8 on the shot clock, which allowed a rebound for Portland, allowed them to go the other way, and then they hit a 3 in transition. That's a huge play in a game, even if you take the Vegas line from the beginning. So the Vegas line from the beginning was 5. Mm-hmm. You just gave them an extra possession worth 3 points. That basically makes it a 2-point game. You just cannot make those kind of mistakes against a team this good.
Yeah, you really can't. It was a mental mistake. I mean, he just lost track of what was going on out there on the floor. And you know, those type of things, you wouldn't expect a veteran player, you know, like Jay, who's been around, who's very smart, I think, and listening to him in practice when he makes comments about the things that they want to do defensively, tells me that he knows a lot of what's going on out there on the floor. Kind of a middle mistake. I mean, we've all made those, and that was a crucial play that he didn't get done.
Looking forward to wrap this up. Nurkic comes out, distributes in the post, backdoor cuts, a lot of opportunities, slice the Jazz defense up for 39 points in the third quarter. I'm Mike Malone, Denver Nuggets. I'm like, I got the best guy in the league at doing this. Yep. And Nikola Jokic, how concerning should that third quarter be for the Jazz in the sense they play Denver and Jokic, who's better than anyone at that next?
Well, I don't think you have to wait till the third quarter. I think they'll get started with that, you know, very early. And then I think collectively Denver probably has more perimeter shooters or more. I know that Lehman, I know that Leonard can shoot the three. Those guys takes a long time to get their shots off, you know, as you mentioned. But Denver Nuggets has some shooters and they have some runners. So that's going to be something the Jazz have to be very, very concerned with. But you're absolutely right. They watched this ball game. They saw exactly what Portland was able to do. And, you know, why not use it? You know, Jazz will have to come out and anticipate that and try to make some adjustments before it happens.
So the Jazz fall tonight, the first of a huge 5-game sequence on the schedule, and they started 0-1.
You know, you make reference to those mud pies or whatever.
Yeah, mudslide cookies.
Yeah, they have those dots, those pretzel dots that's just made by dots, something that are awfully good.
Do you think they're better than the mudslide cookie?
Well, these are pretzels. These have nothing to do with it.
You like sour or sweet?
I like sweets. You know I love sweets. Yeah, so.
I do know that.
The store has it all, is what I'm telling you.
All right, Jazz did not have it all tonight. They lost 109-104. Have a good night.